And finally, and this is the one conservatives love to get wrong, one we're obsessed with here on the show, there has been a big decrease in violent crime under President Biden.
Let's head down to New York City, where they must have cleaned up all of the crime with AOC's Defund the Cops, right? Because they're busy trying to arrest Blotto Blumpf for taking out a loan, paying it back with interest, no complaints out there, but they want to fine him with $500 million and arrest him, throw him in prison. Because they ain't got nothing better to do over there, because crime was solved, bigots, racists, terrorists. Everybody knows that the only crime left in New York City, San Francisco, Oakland, Seattle, Portland, and all these other Democrat-run shitholes is white supremacists. White supremacists, racists out there. Oh, really? Oh, really? Well, just a little bit of white supremacist, racist, domestic terrorists. Because they've solved crime. There's no crime. Richard Madcow said there's no crime. That dipshit who looks like he was born with fetal alcohol syndrome, Chris Hayes, said there ain't no crime, you stupid racist Republicans. Meanwhile, they keep finding motherfuckers being eaten alive in New York City. They keep finding a bunch of dead people that have been dismembered in the parks of New York City. Those people who probably did it, you know, they out on a $5 bond, which is interesting. And here you go. You got a bunch of fucking squatters over here killing a woman, beating her to death, sticking her in a duffel bag. But, I mean, come on. I mean, you got, like, $60 televisions, legal weed, and porn on your cell phone, so you should love it. Right? Right? Bill Maher, you fucking weirdo. His production company is named Kid Love, by the way. I don't think that's a long accent. Anyhow, got a bunch of dipshit kid fucking pedophiles running all these Democrat-run shitholes, and they want you to ignore the rape. Ignore it. And if you can't ignore it, enjoy it, apparently. No, I say to that. Here you go, the New York Post. Two squatters who took over NYC home of woman found beaten to death. Not the squatters, by the way, because probably wouldn't lose any sleep if that was the headline. No. They beat to death the woman. Right? They crushed her skull. Then they stuffed her in a duffel bag, and the police are looking for them. The defunded cops are looking for them. But once you find them, of course, don't post pictures of their face. That's racist. Make sure that you put fucking Lego heads on top of them. That's fucking real. Fuck you, California. Anyhow, here you go. 52-year-old woman's body was removed from the apartment after it was found. Smashed up in a duffel bag. Probably by future engineers and scientists. Not legally in this country, of course. But again, not really happening, according to MSNBC. So they're looking for these two fuckers. Look, there's a camera right here. So I imagine we should probably have some identifying characteristics of these squatters who were going in and out of this fucking building as they were still in this woman's fucking house before they fucking smashed this woman's head to pieces and stuffed her in a duffel bag. No? Can't help us out with that? All points bulletin, but we're looking for persons. Okay. How tall? That's racism! Really? No, I didn't even get to the skin color part yet. What are they wearing? Were they big fatties? Skinny fuckers? Vegans? Skin color? No, I can't have any of that because you know. If you've been remotely paying attention, then you know. Ann Coulter effect. If you see this, the longer this goes without them giving us any type of descriptive matches to find these fucking people who are on the run. They're killing motherfuckers and they're on the run. They don't want to help us find these people. That you know it ain't white people, despite the fact they're telling you that it's only white supremacists causing crimes out there. The crimes that don't exist, by the way, because there's no crime. Fuck you, Dad. They want you to get raped and murdered in these places. So here you go. The brutal beatdown left Vitale over here with blunt force trauma to the head, multiple facial fractures, and a brain bleed, and two broken ribs. And then they said, you know what we should do? We should throw her in a body bag. A duffel bag. So, lots of pictures of the woman. Lots of pictures of the woman. No pictures of the perps. No pictures of the perps. The longer this goes, the more you can be guaranteed that the perps are not white supremacist, Blotto Blumpf supporting insurrectionist maggot terrorists. But of course, the scumbag piece of shit, kid fucker, alleged, of course. Money launderer, alleged, of course. Animal rapist, alleged, of course. And cannibal, alleged, of course. Mayor of New York City is going to tell you, don't worry, everything's super duper great over here. All right? We just need some more of that diversity, equity, and inclusion. Go fuck yourself, weirdos. No, this is a hellscape. It's being made a hellscape, and they can't arrest anybody. They're finding all these people, right? They're doing low-end shit, and they get away with it for years because they can't arrest anybody, because if they arrest them, then the crime stats go through the roof. And then these people go, oh, well, I can do whatever the fuck I want here. I'll just steal a fucking house. And if a dumb fucking white bitch comes over here and complains about me stealing her house, well, I'll fucking murder her. I'll
I'll smash her fucking head and stick it in her duffel bag, steal her fucking car, crash that, because I can't drive stick. And I'll commit a bunch of my other fucking crimes, because none of these motherfuckers will arrest me, deport me, hold me accountable for my actions, because the Democrats can't do any of that, because if you did any of that, then you'd see the fucking crime is skyrocketing. But of course, they tell everybody, there ain't no crime right now. They telling you that because there's a massive amount of crime. Don't get fucking debt. Don't get debt. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Support channel. You'll be kept up to date on these criminal kid fuckers running these places into the ground, pretending that they ain't doing it. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.